When South Texas State Teachers College was established in Kingsville in 1925, the president, Dr. Robert Cousins, had a vision for the campus. It would be built in the Spanish Mission Revival style, like the early missions of Texas, which also were teaching institutions. The main building housed offices, classrooms, laboratories, a library, and an auditorium. Architect George Endres designed the building with an H-shaped plan with two towers modeled after the bell towers at Mission San Jose and Mission Concepcion in San Antonio. A curved gable parapet recalled another mission, the Alamo. The yellow brick building had a red tile roof, elaborate sculpted details, and an arched walkway. An open-air auditorium at the back was a popular spot for social events and classes on hot days. It caught the breeze and the attention of Bob, one of three javelinas, the campus mascots. Apparently, he enjoyed listening to the poetry that was recited there. Eventually, the school became a comprehensive university, Texas A&I, and later, Texas A&M Kingsville. The main building was renamed Manning Hall to honor an early faculty member. Over time, though, modifications and the harsh climate took their toll on the old building. As the university planned its 75th anniversary celebration for the year 2000, Manning Hall cried out for a facelift. Johnny Cotton of Cotton Landreth Kramer Architects of Corpus Christi renovated the interior, retaining the original red tile floor in the corridors. Outside, he remodeled casement windows that had been partially covered with siding, towers that were in disrepair, and terracotta ornamentation that had fallen off. Water blasting removed decades of grime. Today, the Kingsville campus is filled with yellow brick buildings with red tile roofs shaded by live oaks and palm trees. Manning Hall, with its Spanish Mission Revival details, fine craftsmanship, and careful renovation, once again is the grandest of them all.